On Tuesday, April 23rd at 6 p.m., the DSR Network and the New Republic will be co-hosting an evening featuring a conversation with Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. The event will take place at the National Press Club. If you are a member and live or will be in the D.C. area and would like to attend, please email Riley Fessler at rmfessler@trgmedia.com. That's rmfessler@trgmedia.com. We have a few seats still available and would love to see you there. Good morning. It's Thursday, April 18th, and this is your DSR Daily Brief. I'm your host, Chris Cotnor. David and Riley are on assignment today. In our top story this morning, President Joe Biden expressed strong support for House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to approve $95 billion in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, highlighting a bipartisan push amid political tensions. Johnson, facing potential ouster due to opposition from his party's right wing, opted to move forward with the aid package, which aims to provide substantial military and economic support across multiple regions. The package includes significant allocations, such as $61 billion for Ukraine, and measures for broader foreign policy initiatives, including sanctions and asset seizures related to Russia. Despite internal opposition and the critical stance of some Republicans on foreign spending, this initiative underscores the pressing need to support allied nations amidst global conflicts, particularly with the dire situation in Ukraine prompting urgent calls for U.S. intervention to prevent a shift in battlefield dynamics in Russia's favor. Sam Lee, a leader of the Connecticut Library Association, finds herself conflicted as she heads to work amidst a nationwide increase in book challenges. While Connecticut legislators have proposed a bill to make it harder for school boards to ban books, Lee fears that this might embolden those opposed to the content of certain books, leading to even more complaints. Despite her concerns, there is a national movement with legislators in 22 states introducing bills to protect library freedoms aimed at prohibiting book bans and preventing harassment of librarians. On the other side, at least 27 states are considering 100 bills that would restrict library contents and impose severe penalties on librarians for distributing obscene or harmful materials. The tension highlights a growing ideological divide over library content, particularly regarding LGBTQ and racial topics, signaling a challenging environment for librarians and the principle of intellectual freedom. The April 8th Daily Blast episode discussed this very topic with the president of the American Library Association, Emily Drabinsky. If you missed that episode, Hezbollah has claimed responsibility for an attack on a new military reconnaissance command center in Israel, which wounded at least 14 Israeli soldiers in retaliation for Israeli strikes that killed Hezbollah members. This escalation followed a series of confrontations, including Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon, which resulted in deaths on both sides and mutual attacks across the border. The recent intensification in conflict, marked by reciprocal airstrikes and the use of explosive drones and guided missiles, has heightened fears of further escalation, especially after a significant attack by Iran on Israel, triggering concerns over a broader regional conflict. This ongoing exchange of hostilities is the most severe since the 2006 war between Hezbollah and Israel, with both parties sustaining casualties and engaging in significant military responses. Ukraine's prime minister, in an interview with the BBC in Washington, D.C., expressed cautious optimism about the U.S. Congress passing a crucial foreign aid bill that includes $61 billion earmarked for Ukraine. He stressed the urgency of this assistance, suggesting that without it, Ukraine could fall, potentially destabilizing global security systems and possibly leading to a third world war. This stark warning comes amid a backdrop of intense and prolonged fighting with Russia, where Ukraine finds itself increasingly outmanned and outgunned, facing dire shortages in ammunition and morale on the battlefield. The Prime Minister's comments underscore the critical nature of continued Western support to prevent a catastrophic defeat, which he fears could embolden Russia further and destabilize the broader European region. Indonesian rescuers urgently evacuated thousands of people after Mount Ruana erupted 5 times in 2 days, prompting authorities to raise its alert level to the highest and shut down the nearest international airport in Manada City. The eruptions caused considerable debris and potential tsunami threats, with volcanic rocks damaging homes on the nearby island where roads were covered in volcanic material. Authorities, fearing a repeat of the deadly 2018 tsunami triggered by a volcanic collapse, moved swiftly to evacuate around 11,000 residents from the area and issued warnings for people to stay outside a 6-kilometer exclusion zone around the volcano. The situation remained tense as residents scrambled to evacuate, and officials called for more boats and resources to assist in the ongoing emergency response. That's all the news I have for you today. Be sure to check out Greg Sargent's latest On the Daily Blast, featuring a conversation with Elizabeth Newman, who discusses her new book about Christian extremism. We also have a conversation later today with Senator Chris Coons, so don't miss that. That'll be out later this evening. The Daily Brief will be off on Friday, so we'll see you on Monday. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.